Great to be joined by Dalton Berg on our Dream Team interview now. And Dalton, a third place finisher in state at that 220-pound division for Farmington Wrestling. Dalton, a big improvement over your junior season where you did also qualify for state. You had a lot of renown throughout the state, ranked very highly all year long. How'd you feel like your year went?
I feel like the year went really good. We set a plan coming out of last year to finish on the podium, and the biggest goal was to win that state title, and we turned around and finished on the podium like we wanted.
Yes, and the only guy that got that beat you in the state tournament was the guy that won it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And that was a good match too. Did you go into the state tournament, you know, thinking, you know, state title or bust, or were you happy with how you did?
I was happy with how I did. I mean, I'm not happy that I didn't make it in the finals. Like, it kind of crushes you. But all in all, I mean, I did like the way I performed. I feel like if I would have opened up in my semifinals match against him, I think the outcome would have been a little differently.
Yeah. But you know, winning that third place match, that's like you have to mentally rebound after that semifinal loss, right? So, I mean, you have to get right back up.
Yeah, you do. And that's been a struggle as well. You know, bouncing back after a loss. And then so we turned around, and after the semifinal loss, we had a talk and knew what we needed to do, and it was come back and fight harder than you did in the semis. And we did that, and then ended up in the third place match and just continued to scrap and fight for everything we had left.
And like you said, got on the podium. So a great year, 39-5 on the season. Your senior year had to be kind of everything you were hoping for, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a good wrap-up to end my wrestling career. It was definitely, you know, like falling short of the state title. It was everything that I had dreamed of, you know, getting to in my high school career. So it was a lot of fun.
How long have you been wrestling?
For about 5 years. Started in eighth grade.
Okay. So I talked to Austin yesterday, your teammate, and he'd been wrestling since he was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So were you kind of a latecomer to wrestling?
It was something I always wanted to do, but just time and everything else like that just never panned out. And then when we got to middle school, really getting to play in school sports, I asked my dad, and he was like, yeah, he's like, we'll give it your eighth grade year and you can give it a try. And I was like, all right. So then we tried it, and here we are now.
What do you like so much about wrestling?
I like the fact that it's just you and another guy out there. You can depend on other people. That's where the room comes involved, and you're training in the room, and you can depend on them being there. But then when you step out on the mat, there's nobody else there. It's just you and him. And if you make a move and it messes you up, then you're going to have to pay for it.
But you also really like football, and you excelled on the football field too, which is completely different.
Right, yeah. And then when you look at the football aspect, I enjoy being around, you know, having 11 other guys out there, and it takes a whole team to move down the field and score touchdowns and finish the game on top. I mean, two totally different ends of the spectrum, but they're both a lot of fun and a lot of enjoyment out of them.
That's cool. What's your favorite sport?
Oh, I don't know that I have a favorite sport. Yeah. I would have to say I probably lean more towards football just because of, you know, I've been playing it for quite some time, but I really enjoy wrestling as well.
That's good. Do you have a favorite memory from your senior year in wrestling?
It'd probably be the overnight stays, just getting to hang out with the team and all that.
Yeah.
And just hang out and not have to worry about anything until you step on the mat the next morning.
What are you going to do next year?
Next year I'm going to go down to Lincoln Tech down in Nashville and become a heavy equipment mechanic.
Yeah. And you tell me you kind of grew up with that. You kind of already do some of that.
Right, yeah. Helping neighbors around around where I live, working on equipment like that, just seems like a fun thing to do, and I'd like to carry it on for the rest of my life.
That's good. So, you know, you mentioned your dad in discussions with when to do wrestling, and he also is in the big machinery as well and does that. So it sounds like you have a heavy family influence.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They back me, and anything I want to do, they said one of their things is if you don't like it, you got to stick it out and finish it. And, you know, if the next year comes around and you don't want to be involved, then that's one thing. But since you started it, you got to finish it.
Yeah, so. I like that way of thinking. Yeah, and when you say they, you're talking about your parents, I presume. And what are their names?
Kevin Berg and Tiny Berg.
Okay. And you had a brother you played football with too, right?
Yeah, Chase. We're going to actually go down to Lincoln Tech together, and he's going to be in their welding program.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, we'll be together a little bit longer.
That's good. But, any other siblings?
I have a little sister, Sierra. She's 12. So it was a... It's been a good experience having her around. really changes your outcome on things. Just having a whole bunch of boys in there and then you get a girl. So
how's that? How's she change your perspective?
You know, it's not it's not anymore about just going outside and roughhousing all the time. Now you got to worry about getting her hurt or anything else like that. You know, she can't. She doesn't take it as well as we did when we were little.
So you like the role of Big Brother, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a pain sometimes, but it's a lot of fun.
Congratulations on a great year and your inclusion in the Dream Team.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Dalton Berg, senior wrestler for Farmington, third place at the state meet in the 220-pound division, joining us on this interview on Regional Radio.